Thank you for holding. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor. Can I have your first and last name?
My name is Douglas. Last name is Devonans.
Thank you. Give me one moment. And can I have your shipping address, please, for security purposes, sir?
7181 Quantico Road. That's Quantico. Hebron, Hebron, Maryland. 21830.
Thank you for that. Give me one moment. Okay, I see here an order was done on December 4th for $7.95 for the Cruisette. You stated to my agent you did not place this order. This order is fraud, correct?
That's correct. That order on the 4th and a subsequent one on the 12th for 2 cents.
Okay. Yeah, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and file this as fraud. I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are full for a pending investigation. False claims of fraudulent charges may result as penalties such as a fine. Will that be okay with you, sir?
Since you mentioned the word fine, could you repeat what you just said, please? I want to be sure I understand.
What I'm going to do, because you're saying that you didn't do the order, whoever placed the order, we will do a penalty or a fine towards them because they never had your authorization to create the order. Will that be okay with you?
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment. Give me a moment. Okay, so your account is canceled, like that's fraud, so nobody will be able to reopen this account back up using your information. Claim has been sent over to your local police station so they can verify the IP address. On my side, I processed you for a refund of $67.32 plus $7.95. All refunds take 3 to 5 business days for you to receive. Do you have any additional questions?
You indicated that you were sending a report to our local police station. May I ask which law enforcement agency is that being sent to?
I'll provide you with that information right now. Give me one moment. The Hebron Town Officer.
Okay. For what it's worth, the town of Hebron does not have a police agency. The closest. The closest one is the Wicomico County Sheriff's Office.
Well, we get that information to where it gets sent because I only send it over to corporate so they could take a look. That is what is directing me right now.
Okay.
When we have a better location of what corporate is going to do, the information is going to get sent out to you. Is your email address your last name dot your first name at gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll get sent out to that email. You'll receive full refunds of $67.32 plus $7.95. Refunds take 3 to 5 business days for you to receive. Is there something else I can assist you with?
I do have one more question for you. The charge for $7.95, can you tell me what that was for?
It's like a pot, sir. It's like an expensive pot. That's the name of the pot, though.
A pot?
Yes, like where you cook.
Okay, all right. And then the charge for $67.32, can you tell me what that was for? Supposedly.
When the initial order is done, the customer is in trial basis to call in and cancel. The customer does not call in and cancel, and they get billed $67.32 for the $125 voucher. The voucher is like a gift card, sir.
Never heard of it. Never. Okay. All right. Well, now I understand, I think. Maybe. Okay. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Customer Care. Bye-bye, sir.
Bye.